Talking now with Mike Spradling from Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Mike, let's talk about the 2011 American Farm Bureau annual meeting. 2011's actually arrived, and I know that you are going to be leading a delegation of Oklahoma Farm Bureau members that direction to Atlanta in a matter of just the next day or so.
That's right, Ron. There's going to be 92 of our members leaving to Atlanta for the 92nd annual convention of the American Farm Bureau held in Atlanta this year. And so we're excited about that. We're ready to go to work. We've done all our work on the state issues in November, and now it's time to address the national issues, which a lot of that's going to deal with the Farm Bill.
So tell me a little bit about, you know, how you see this Farm Bill debate unfolding. You had a chance to obviously hear the discussion at the resolution meeting, the national resolution meeting that was held in December.
Well, I think as well as with legislation, I think, policy is going to be the same thing. It's going to be a good compromise. I think what I'm seeing now from the southern states, we've got a lot of southern states still interested in direct payments. And as we see in the north, they want crop insurance. And I think Oklahoma, our policy says that we'd like to see some of both. So, and I think that possibly there could be some good compromise. The only problem is that I see is that we know that the agriculture budget is going to be cut tremendously, and will there be dollars available for direct payments, or whether we're going to have to shift whatever's left that would go to direct payments into some sort of a subsidy that will help subsidize premiums for crop insurance.
Of course, more than just crop insurance, we're also talking about something like the ACRE program as well, right?
Yes, and the Oklahoma delegation would certainly like to see the ACRE program, some sort of a safety net would include the acres.
Now, as we think about this full debate, you kind of alluded it is going to kind of become almost a regional tug of war in Atlanta, it looks like, this year.
There's no doubt. A lot of the things that affect agriculture, there's almost north-south, as you can imagine. The southern part, we deal with a lot of drought that the northern states don't deal with. We have hail, we have tremendous wind storms, early freezes, late freezes, and tornadoes that a lot of the other parts of the country don't experience. And the South, again, I think talking to most of the presidents and what I saw at the resolutions process you just alluded to will come down to, I believe, some sort of a compromise. The South will still demand some form of direct payment, and the North is certainly wanting to look at lean more toward crop insurance.
Beyond the Farm Bill discussion that'll be going on in Atlanta first part of the week, I know that a couple of other issues that you indicated that were of interest to Oklahoma that you took to the meeting, the Farm Bureau Resolution Committee meeting, and will be looked at by the delegate body next week.
Yes, one thing, the Noble Foundation came to Oklahoma Farm Bureau and asking for some help. As we know, or we've probably heard of, medical research centers have done a lot of work with different hospitals and health facilities. The Noble Foundation would like us to take a look at the American Farm Bureau and see if there's some way we can develop an agriculture research center. And they would come out of the same tax base as those medical research centers. Now, right now, a medical research center has to tie in with some hospital or some health facilities, and a certain amount of their monies has to be directed toward research into that facility. What Noble Foundation would like to do is come under the same tax, but we'd have to create a new position, which would be the agriculture research centers, and have them treated the same way as these medical research centers are. But what would happen there in the state of Oklahoma, they do work both in Texas and Oklahoma, and what they would do would tie in with a land-grant college, one being Oklahoma State University, the other one being Texas A&M. And what they would do then, instead of the money that they now send into the IRS, for federal taxes, that money could be diverted to those two land-grant colleges, Oklahoma State University and Texas A&M, to be put in for research development. They could also share some of their scientists that they have with both of those universities. So there's some very positive things that come about that. But right now we've got to get the tax codes changed so they'll be able to do that and shift those funds from federal taxes into research dollars for those universities.
Let's switch gears and talk a little bit about some things going on at the state level. While we're in Atlanta, we'll see the inauguration of our first female governor, Governor Mary Fallon. We're seeing, of course, the legislature get ready for action in February. At this point, what are the two or three things that Farm Bureau is kind of gearing up for regarding this legislative session for 2011?
Well, we're still always going to be looking at private property rights, and one of the things that we're concerned about is the regulatory agencies. We know their budgets are going to be tight. They're going to be looking for all kinds of ways to raise funds. One thing we want to be certain is that whatever regulatory and issues that are brought up upon the citizens of the state of Oklahoma, that they be blessed by the state legislature. Right now, an agency can bring forth a fee or something, and or a rule or reg that if it's not disallowed by the legislature, it is approved. What we'd like to see is just flip that thing around to where that if there is some sort of regulation or fee or something, that it has to be approved by the legislature. And if not by both houses, then certainly at least by one.
I know that there's been some discussion about what's gone on with the Vet Medical Board since the legislative session of this past spring, when we saw one of Farm Bureau's priorities, this measure that would allow the teeth floaters and some of the others to be able to continue to do these animal husbandry practices, to be able to go without fear of litigation being brought against them. Seems like the Vet Medical Board kind of almost went against the intent of that law earlier here during the summer. Do you see the legislature potentially dealing with this again?
Well, the legislature will undoubtedly have to deal with it, because again, we brought up our complaints from what happened on the governor when he disallowed that legislation and turned it over, which he had the right to do that. But that was not the intent of the legislature from our point of view, nor is it the intent from many of the legislature we've talked to. So they will deal with it. But we have, Oklahoma Farm Bureau has challenged that. Now, the courts have said that we didn't have standing in that particular issue. We don't agree with that. May appeal it, because, again, our members that join our organization with dues have spoke up and said that they want us to represent them on their behalf in that pertaining to that. But whether or not we have standing in the courts, or whether we have to just right now we're working on a compromise between Oklahoma Farm Bureau and the Vet Associations and the Vet Board, trying to come up with, again, a good compromise that will work for both. Personally, I would rather see that I would hope that we could work that out before the legislature takes effect, because if it doesn't, it certainly will be addressed by the legislature.